How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Maitland, you had a very interesting phone topic.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on something you saw, right?
Yeah, a girl on TikTok shared a video saying that she saw another video asking the question of, yeah, if there was a museum about you, what would they sell in the gift shop?
It's really hard.
Yeah, it really is.
I want to share a couple from listeners who texted in who I think really get it, but I'm not sure it's what you were thinking, Maitland. Not that it has to be, exactly.
Like, one of mine, I made a little list.
Okay.
One of mine is, like, I would have them sell, like, press-on nail versions of cool nails that I've had.
Ooh, love yeah. that. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot
or,
of sense.
Or, like, chapsticks flavored like my favorite things, because I love chapstick, but also, like, chapstick that tastes like my favorite candy or my favorite cocktail or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. See, I immediately, because I'm me, I went to what would they sell in, not the gift shop, but where they serve food.
Okay.
There's a
hot lunch bar.
Yeah, exactly.
In the gift shop at Steve's Museum.
Yeah. And there's, obviously, they would serve Crown and Sprite,
mm-hmm.
a White Russian. There's this granola that I love from Aldi that is fantastic, that I highly recommend. And chicken. I'm a big fan of chicken.
What form?
Any form.
Any
grilled,
form of chicken.
Yeah, grilled,
all of the chickens.
Fried, whatever.
No, it comes
shredded.
In many great,
yep.
many great forms.
Mm-hmm.
It's like potatoes. So many good ways.
I'd have to have like one of the spinning options with keychains on it. Some kind of keychains.
But they
probably.
All say Kelly.
Yeah, they all say Kelly for sure. And some are like pets. So some look like Muffin or Shadow.
Ooh.
Maybe some look like the states that I've lived in.
I think one that would be good for Kelly is a set of dice where it's like a describing things dice where they all have different describing words. And it's like, describe things like Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
This is a juicy, wet wiener.
You're like, don't make it bad. Make it bad.
And yet,
years ago when we did the Justin story generator,
it's the same idea.
Very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those could have been dice. Dice. Mm-hmm. That's the multiple. This text, if the museum was about me and was selling things about me, it would be these items. Blown knees, ADHD candy that gives you ADHD, trash mustaches, Monster Energy cowboy boots, nature items, tickets to the petting zoo outside. I really like animals, some 80s hairband CDs. I don't care for digital music, even though I'm only 32. That's a good one.
That's really
good. That's a good collection.
Yeah. I mean, I could throw in the obvious. There would be Jeep parts and probably some leftover Ford Ranger parts available at the gift shop.
But not enough to make a full...
No.
Would there be die-cast versions of your vehicles that you've repaired or attempted to repair available for sale?
Yeah, but they would have to be period correct to how my vehicles look right now. Like the Jeep...
Yeah, authentic to what they are, not what they should be.
The Comanche would have a red cab, a black bed, no transmission underneath it. Mm-hmm. And probably jack stands.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Mine would sell stuffed animals, because those gift shops always have stuffed animals, but it would be replicas of the many cats and dogs that I've had over the years.
Very cute.
But you'd have to buy them as a lot. Like, you got to buy them all.
Yeah, you can't buy just one.
No. Mm-hmm.
And they're all actual size.
All right, maybe not all of them, but you have to buy at least three, because you seem to have that many pets
at
any
given
time.
Idea. Small aquarium stuff, would sell that.
Mm-hmm. I would like to have like Christmas ornaments in mind, but I'd like to call them pornaments because I'd like for them to be dirty. Mm. And I think that would be fun year-round, just Christmas pornaments. So little penises, little vaginas, boobies, things like that that you could just really hang around anywhere.
That would fit.
I think that'd be fun.
This text said, my gift shop would sell an alcoholic beverage called Bottled Up Emotions. Drink it and it'll come flowing out.
I would have Contigo travel mugs that say it depends, even though what goes in mine never depends. It's black coffee. That's what's always in mine, in case you're wondering. I would have plaid flannel shirts in which when you look really closely at the shirt, all of the lines are made up of small versions of me wearing a plaid flannel shirt.
Ooh, oh, I like that.
That's really nice.
What about another shirt that is kind of like the one you have on where you've got like a dark green, light green kind of checkerboard, but instead it's done to look like perfectly mowed grass?
That would be awesome, too. Mm. That would be a great one for me, no doubt.
Because your lines, you've mentioned, very important to you.
Mm-hmm. They are very important to me.
Yeah. Kelly, your store has to have little mini red flags.
Oh, for sure. Yep, yep,
like
yep.
The
yep.
Little, yeah, like the little ones that you see people waving at parades.
Yeah, I could have a lawyer working in the corner who actually does nothing for you.
Oh, have a book about your life, but when you open it up, it's all just blank pages.
Yeah,
ooh, I like that.
Good.
I like that a
Choose
lot.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, I want a table that just is for single wrapped bread. And there's one for double wrapped bread, but it's empty.
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 No one needs it.
Yeah.
This person texted that they would have trading cards depicting all of their worst moments.
Oh, wow.
That would be really fun.
Oh. That's a whole other topic right there.
I wouldn't like that. That's not. I don't want that in my gift shop.
I don't think that'd be fun at all.
It's the Greg's Greatest Trauma Variety Pack.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like a good time.
Yeah.
For everybody else.
Collect them all. I have.
Here's
it's a picture of you just randomly waking up from a nap and getting bad news.
Yeah. Yes, randomly. Shook awake.
Your board game of life is just a board game of sadness. Aw.
Played with a soggy board that's always wet no matter how hard you try to dry it.
Yeah. Oh, Freebeer, you could have a snow globe of your house. That's just your house because it's always wet.
It's underwater. Yeah. Somebody said everything in my gift shop would be water damaged and 20% off.
Yes. Yeah. And the rug in there is just always damp.
Yeah. And jute.
Jute. Damp jute rug.
Maitland's, yours would have to sell the Catholic t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd have crew neck sweatshirts specifically of all of the hilarious things that I've said.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it suck have to be my crew butt. Neck? Nobody wants those.
I love crew necks. You're They're the my only favorite. One. I don't think so.
Really? Because when you go to a store, do you see a lot of those or do you see a lot of hoodies?
I am able to buy a crew neck sweatshirt everywhere I go.
That was not the question I asked you.
So I do see a lot of them.
That's very Tommy of you. Yeah. I do see a lot of them.
I have some crew neck sweatshirts that I like.
They're the best.
Yeah. They're good to wear if you're wearing a jacket that has a hood because it sucks when you double hood. Yeah.
Double hood really is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I don't have any hooded jackets now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Fascinating story. Tommy, what would your museum gift shop have?
So here's my little list. I have a plushie of me that makes different Tommy sounds when you squeeze it.
Ooh.
I think that'd be so fun.
Yep.
It has to, one of the sounds has to be, muffin, muffin, muffin. Oh, Tommy has a very specific muffin
Tommy
voice.
Will walk into this room and go, guys, I have something urgent. And then Kelly's dog Muffin will walk up and he'll go, if we don't leave the building right, Muffin!
Just so distracting.
Everything stops.
Yeah.
I just love that little dog. She jumps up on my leg and I'm like, what was I in here for again? I don't remember.
Yep.
The other thing I have is a keychain meant to hold many pounds of little knickknacks. So like I have little frogs. I think I could have cereal, little boxes on there. I think that'd be fun. And then I had a deck of cards with a bunch of little 0.5 pictures of me. Like, you know how you hold your phone over your face and it's just a little goofy? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, if I could do that for, like, the Joker or, like, an ace. Oh, I have great ideas.
I like that. Tommy's deck of cards.
I like that, too. That's very good. 1-800-947-3979. Let's see. Maitland needs a joke book about puns.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Ooh, I'd like to sell a coffee table book of my slightly unfinished projects.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Ooh, yeah.
Everything that needs about 20 more minutes of work that I haven't done.
I could do a coffee table book of from the broadcast booth, illustrating how close and sometimes how far we are away from the action. Both will surprise you.
Yes.
I'd like a recipe book, but rather than putting exact measurements, I can just say, you know, like, however much chicken you feel like eating tonight and a dash of hot sauce, whatever you can take and salt to your taste.
My recipe book, that would be so short and so simple. Now you're done. You've made a hamburger.
Yeah, it's just directions to your nearest McDonald's.
Go eat.
Yeah.
Right. It's just Google Maps. No, I don't need to sell cum bros in my gift shop. Thank you. Everyone who's sending that same phrase in over and over again.
I mean, a lot of people love soccer.
Yeah, that's true. As we learned in Albany, Hot Wings wouldn't need dildos in his gift shop. That's true.
Not if I was in it.
This text. My buddy just said, but he won't write it in, that his gift shop would sell drugs and drug paraphernalia.
Simple. I like it.
This one's strange from Albany. I would have shirts that say, I'm into minors and I'm racist. No. I don't know if you're a great person if those, or you don't understand.
What?
What
yeah,
you're doing.
Plus, Steve's already selling that at his.
How many gift shops need that?
Riding along in a parade.
Yeah.
I would like to, you know,
is
when
that
you go
miners
place
with an O or an E?
Well,
I guess I'd rather the E.
Yeah, I would think you would. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to go, you know, when you go to little gift stores and they've got like miniature giraffes and miniature, and I'm talking mini, mini ones with like the size of a small marble.
Mm-hmm.
I want that, but of me, so people can just leave me little places.
They can step on you and be annoyed.
Yeah, or just hide me in little rocks along their travels.
You could buy them in bulk, like get a bag of 100 of them.
Yeah.
Like people do with those little ducks and then hide them around people's offices
exactly.
or their house.
But I'm biodegradable, so it's like not trash.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're made of pure petroleum.
Yeah,
complete
I'll last
trash
forever.
And bad for everything.
Yeah. Oh, my gift shop would have so many 3D printed misprints of things that I've tried to print and have come out like crap. And they just have like string hanging off of them.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That's a good idea.
Plastic hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we could do this. Why don't we turn the Free Beer and Hot Wings shop on freebeerandhotwings.com into our shop and sell all of these items.
I think that's a good
very
idea.
Very fruitful.
It probably would.
What's the worst museum you've been to?
The worst museum?
Like where you're like, oh, this will be fun. And then you get there and you're like, this was not fun. John Wayne birthplace. I'll take that one.
There's an Oliver Hardy museum in Harlem, Georgia, because he was born there.
Like Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
see the fat one?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he is the fat one.
I think so. But yeah, he's from Harlem, Georgia, which is where I went to high school. Shout out HHS. What's up? And they had an Oliver Hardy festival.
They
had a whole day for the guy.
What did people do?
Yeah,
walk
honestly,
around in top hats. How?
Yeah, they just made high schoolers and the marching band do the whole block around, you know, Harlem, which is a block.
The town square.
Yeah. And then, you know, people got to go into the museum for free that day or whatever. The museum was just one little teeny tiny building that had some stuff in it that people's grandparents donated because they died.
That's what the John Wayne birthplace was.
Yeah.
They yelled at you if you stayed to read a letter too long.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Smelled old.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that smell instantly.
There's a letter from Ronald Reagan telling him to buck up.
Probably not even real.
What about you, Steve? Have you been to a stupid museum?
Probably. I don't really like museums, so I feel like everyone I go to is kind of stupid.
They're all stupid?
Yeah.
Howings?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I've wandered into plenty of, like, John Wayne's birthplace type of places where you go, oh, what's in here? And you walk in and you look around and you go, well, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then I walk right back out.
There's not a lot going on.
There's just not much happening.
Maitland, have you been to one?
I really enjoy museums.
All of them?
Yeah, I feel like even if I went to one that other people were like, oh, it sucks, don't waste your time, I think I'd still enjoy it.
I went to a miner, as in coal miner, museum.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
Well, first of all, it was in an area not known for mining.
That's
near where I grew up. I didn't even know there was a mine there until I went into this mining museum. And then it was just like, here's a chisel, here's a hammer, here's the hand that was blown off of Hal Pastrami in 1914.
Didn't you go to the the gravel pit museum on your honeymoon or something?
No, that is no.
Yeah,
everything
wasn't it called
is
like Eastern Michigan's Land of Rocks?
No, everything you're saying is stupid and not remotely accurate.
But kind
did
of
not go to, no, and not kind of. I can't tell you it's not remotely active or accurate, and then you follow with, but kind of, right?
Okay, but what is it that we're talking about? Because you went to some kind of rock thing.
It was like a gypsum thing, wasn't it?
Okay, everybody shut up.
It does feel familiar the more you guys are saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was not on the honeymoon, but while driving back from the Mackinac Bridge and Mackinac City
okay,
at the northern tip of the Lower Peninsula.
Which was your honeymoon?
Which is
it was not my honeymoon, no.
which is a fantastic tourist destination.
This was neither literally nor figuratively a honeymoon. Definitely not.
Okay.
But I said, hey, let's go back down the east side of the state. It won't be that much longer. So then I want to go through this Rogers City in Michigan where there's this huge limestone quarry. It was really cool when I was a kid.
Oh, all right.
Don't say it like that.
Ah, the Rogers City limestone quarry.
A quarry most notable for what's no longer there. Hey, look at the size of, look at that hole.
Limestone used to be there.
Oh, imagine it, because it's all you can do.
Everything you
said. That's why people go to the Grand Canyon, to pay homage to the dirt and the rocks that used to be there.
It's the same thing. This is just an earlier stage of the canyon that is grand.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, 5 million years from now, you're all going to be... jealous of the limestone quarry.
Your grandkids' grandkids are going to be like, look at the size of this quarry.
The Michigan mediocre canyon.
You go to every museum. Shut it.
You know it's on your list.
Anyway, we got to the lookout point, and they don't even bother to trim the trees back from the lookout point anymore. Oh, so you're looking through trees, and it's just a hole in the ground. That's all it is. Like when you're a kid, it's neat because the vehicles are big and it's construction. As an adult, it was an extra 3 hours on a trip that already wasn't that fun.
It looks like they just stripped away all the vegetation.
It looked bleak. Are you looking at it? You looked it up. Look how fun how much fun you're having.
It's not even like a big hole. It's just
you went there for your honeymoon.
Like stripped down. It's all good. For my honeymoon.
No wonder your marriage failed.
That was the most look at a big hole I got in 21 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You said it's not even a big hole. It's nothing but a big hole. Don't take away the one thing it has going for
it. It's so vast. What can we, you know, the beauty of northern Michigan. How could we take it all away and make it look like the moon? Let's do that.
It does look like, it looks like, some godforsaken landscape in a desperate movie about the end of days.
Who doesn't want to see our calcite operation?
Do you want to see a bucket loader so big you can drive a Monte Carlo in it? Freebeer did. That was one of my selling points. You can drive a car in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what
that
a steam
is cool.
Shovel. Wow. Bang, zoom.
It's cool. Big machines. I'd rather just go to the big machine museum, though.
Oh, that where's that at?
I don't know, but that would be cooler.
I have another wife who could be bored by that.
Yeah. Like I don't want to go see a mine, but if I get to climb on one of those big dump trucks, that'd be kind of cool.
All right. What's the dumbest thing you drove to see? All right, let's do that next. Let's see if anybody can top giant hole. What is the dumbest thing you drove out of your way to see? Help me out here. Text from West Michigan. I've been to that quarry. It's pretty cool. Thank you.
No way.
No, we've seen the pictures.
But that same person also wrote, the most notable thing for that hole is what used to be there. I spit my breakfast across the room. And then you wrote in and said, but the quarry's pretty cool. Shut up, man. Pick a lane. Maitland, suggestion for the new name, come see Freebeer's Bland Canyon.
That's good.
Whoever wrote that.
That's good.
Nice job, Bland Wisconsin. Canyon. Your Irish eyes are smiling.
Right.
What's
funny.
The dumbest thing you drove out of your way for? Next.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.